Welcome back to the Real Atlanta Podcast. My name is DJ ATL. Follow me out on YouTube, SoundCloud, Pinterest, every platform known to man. DJ ATL, follow me out. Look me up on Google, too.
It's your girl, Taylor. Y'all make sure y'all follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, taylor.m.goosty.
Twitch?
Huh? You got a Twitch?
You got a Twitch?
What is Twitch?
You never heard of Twitch?
No.
It's like a gaming little... It's a streaming for gaming thing like that. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I ain't never heard of that before.
You never heard of Twitch?
Mm-mm.
Damn. What we got today? this is the wrap-up.
Wrapping up
the week.
First, we can start off with DMX. I feel like that's something that's, you know, still going on. And, an overdose.
Man, he has to understand how important he is to the culture. Mm-hmm. He has to understand how important we care about him. You know what I mean? Even though, you know, he hasn't been in the limelight in years. But every time you see DMX, he has that godly feel to him. You know what I mean? Like, he's always preaching. He's always, you know, trying to do right, but he gotta understand, man, like, drugs ain't it, bro.
Yeah. Feel bad for him because he's still struggling with something that he's been struggling with for years, like, over a decade.
What you mean, drugs?
He's been struggling with that. He has went to numerous rehabs, and he's still struggling with the same
thing. Yeah, man.
And that's just, it's just sad. It's just sad. And the fact that, they're saying now, his attorney said, he released a statement. That's what they said, that they said he was off life support, but they said he's still on life support following a heart attack that he had.
What?
So he had a heart attack.
What?
On top of that, so yeah, he's still on life support.
Damn, I thought he was getting better.
Yeah, they said that was false.
Damn.
So yeah, so I just feel bad because I'm just like,
you gotta know, man, like, It's really sad that you know, he has succumbed to drugs, and it's like it takes over people's lives.
Yeah, it has taken over his life.
Honestly, bro, if you are a new age crackhead, like, I have no sympathy for you.
Yeah.
Cause you know the symptoms, bro. You know what it's gonna do to you. We've seen the effects of these type of drugs.
Yeah.
Heroin. If you a new crackhead, new heroin addict. What, them hard drugs, bro? Mm-hmm. That's on you, bro. Yeah. I have no sympathy for you.
Yeah, because it's just like,
We know
the side effects of it. We know what happens. You know, we see it. Yes. So, like,
and you still choose.
I feel like back in the day, it was like they really didn't know the long-term effects of it.
Yeah.
So
they didn't.
I just pray for him, though.
DMX, get well soon, man. Yes. You know, we just praying for you, man, big time. We need
say no to drugs, big drugs.
Say no to all drugs. Weed is not a drug. Okay. That comes from the earth.
Good.
It's not manufactured.
Mm-hmm.
Pump service now.
Cocaine is not manufactured.
Yes, it is.
What? It is?
Yeah.
They make it. I thought people make it in their house.
They do make it in their house. But that's you adding other things, you know.
Yeah, okay.
What's the drug?
Well, I don't know how to make it. I've seen it on movies.
What's the drug they put all the drugs together? Oh, Molly. That's Molly. I think it may be. Meth they cook up too. But I think Molly is like different strands of everything. That's why folks be tweaking all that shit.
I see. Don't worry about me doing that. None of that.
What'd you feel about Sweetie? I want to know.
I'm tired of them. Honestly. At this point, I'm tired of them. I just feel like it's just a reach. Like, for them to just continuously be in the tabloids and stuff. At this point, they're just trying to find something. Like, with the whole elevator thing, it's like, okay, nothing didn't really happen.
See, now
it seemed like they was arguing and
they
crying them. And just like, you know, just emotions was high, and then I just was like, it wasn't even nothing to show.
They timed it wrong, man.
What you mean?
I think Now, this is just my speculation. I don't know for sure. I think Sweetie's team put that out.
Probably so.
Because Quavo came out and said, you're not the woman that I thought you was. And that probably took a little toll on the mega hit. So she like, you know, I'm going to come back with something.
Yeah.
And they probably had that in the can just in case. And they put that out. And then when they put it out, it's like, y'all already broke up, bro.
Her team.
Y'all broke up already. Nobody cares anymore. Y'all already broke up.
Her team just ain't doing a good job, period. Only thing they do a good job is with her wardrobe. Everything else is, I'm just saying, it just ain't.
I just feel like they could have took the route of putting that out first. Then, I mean, if you going to do that, if you going to put it out, put that out first while y'all not together, but y'all still claim each other, you know what I'm saying? It ain't news that y'all broke up yet.
Yeah.
Then you do the breakup and make it public. Because she came out, everything that has been known from that relationship is from her.
Yeah.
Quavo, all he's done is, you know.
He ain't really said nothing. That's why I really like him, because he ain't said nothing. He ain't really did nothing. He just been really playing it cool. She really, I mean, she being a female in this aspect of being petty, you know, how we can be sometimes when we breaking up with somebody, we can be petty, just doing stuff off of hurt.
Get the upper hand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's probably what she doing now, but sis, it ain't looking too good for you.
What age were you when you first got your heart broken?
I think I was 16. Yeah, I think I was 16. Yeah.
I think Boosie had came out and said he was 14. Yeah, he said he was 14.
He said he was 14 and he cried.
Yeah, he cried. Did you cry?
I wonder how that worked. Did I cry?
At 16, yes. How does that feel now, that relationship?
What?
That relationship.
I wish I would have never cried. That's the one thing. I wish I would have never been hurt over it. Like, I should have never cried. I should have never did none of that. I should have just moved on. Because if I would have knew what I knew now, I wouldn't even ever.
Exactly.
It would have been like.
Oh, well. Yeah, exactly. Fuck this shit.
I mean, yeah, but.
I was 20.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I was trying to see how Boosie, like, I don't know. People fall in love at different times. I just wasn't in love then. I didn't care at that time before that.
Yeah.
That was the only time I actually cared or tried to care. You know what I mean?
My ex told me he didn't want to be with me out of nowhere.
He just up and said,
I don't want to be in a relationship no more.
Like, how did he? Phone call?
I was 17 going on 18. Because I was my senior year of high school. So I was 17 going on 18.
He told you in person?
No,
texted
and told me
wrong. Hey, ain't nobody finna say that in person, but. You finna get your ass whooped.
He said he didn't want to be with me. And then I was like, why? And then I later found out it was because of he didn't have nothing to do with other people. I mean, no other girl. It was because he was in a grade higher than me, so he just had graduated. So he just wanted to experience life and, you know, have fun and stuff. And then at that time, I was like, why you want to do that? We can do it together. But at that time, I didn't know, like, you know, it's okay for him to feel like that. But just the way he did it, it was in the wrong way. But it was okay for him to, you know, want to experience life because we was young, high school and stuff. So, yeah.
Some people not ready for that, man.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't put a time stamp on love for
yeah.
Because you'll see, everybody got people from their high school that's like in love still, they been married. You know what I mean? Like, I don't see how they do that either, bro. Like, you miss your whole phase. Like, you're supposed to go through your whole phase, then you settle down. You don't think so? You got to go through your whole phase. Have you been through your whole phase?
In a sense, huh?
Have you been through your whole phase?
I wouldn't call it a whole phase, but I mean, I done.
Oh, okay, so a whole in my mind, I'm not saying a whole to me is a person that like get ran through by multiple niggas at the same time.
No, I ain't never been like that.
That's what I'm saying. That's a whole.
No.
But I'm saying like a whole phase is where you're like talking to multiple. Yeah. You just had fun.
Yeah, I done did that before. Like when I was, I want to say 19 and 20.
Yeah.
When I was really my first year of college.
Yeah.
My first 2 years of college.
You gotta go through your whole phase, man. Like, that's, you been through your whole phase?
You can talk.
No? You know what the whole phase?
I'm about to go through it now.
Whoa!
That's not what he wanted to hear.
But, Boosie, you seen the other thing about Boosie?
Flavor
Flav. They said Boosie look
they
like
they both Flavor did the same thing, though.
They but they said, look that, bro.
They do. They favor, Boosie, though. They favor.
They do.
They favor. And they can't get mad because it's like y'all both dark skin.
Bro,
they
and wear them glasses, like, wearing jewelry. Like, y'all look, bro. Thing. I'm sorry, Boosie. You lost out on that one, dog.
He was walking in the airport and somebody said he was Flavor.
Come on, bro.
And Flavor Come Flav on. Said the same thing. They look alike. I'm sorry. They look alike.
Look at it, bro. They do. Like, that's his son.
They look alike.
That's his son.
Flavor Flav was like, if anything, he look like me. I'm the oldest. I've been out here long.
Who said that?
That's what Flavor Flav said.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah, because he older.
I thought Boosie said that.
Like,
yeah.
60s.
60s or 70s. Yeah, Flavor Flav up there. Mm-hmm. But come on, bro. They look like them.
He in his 60s, right? I want to say he in his 60s.
Shit, he might be in his 80s.
I'm thinking he probably in his 50s.
50s?
Who, yeah. Boosie?
Yeah.
I mean, Flavor Flav.
When he did his show, he was in his 40s.
I'm thinking
50. Maybe. And that was 20 years ago.
62.
God damn. Yep. Still wearing that damn clock.
That used to be the show.
Oh, yeah. That was, I mean, come on.
I wasn't even supposed to be
watching. Delicious.
I was in elementary school.
I love New York. Who else was on there? But they had a few of them on there, boy. Flay, hey.
Oh, yeah, who?
Flay was a goat for that show,
Delicious,
bro.
Boots.
He a goat for that.
Shay.
Oh, Shay. I forgot about
what
Shay.
What was her name on there?
Who's Shay?
You remember Shay the Buck Bucket? Teeth?
No,
Bucket.
No, that's Buck.
Oh, Hoops.
No, what was the other girl on there?
Woo! Woo! Boy.
Hoops.
Yeah, that's Shay. You don't remember Shay?
A little bit.
Yeah, man.
Who's dated Shay? Long
who dated Shaq?
Hoops.
Oh, yeah, Hoops. Shaq. Yeah. Hoops, yeah. Hoops was that one, time. Man. Hoops was that
I
one.
I liked her, though. She gave me that tomboy vibe. Mm-hmm. She gave me that little pretty girl vibe.
Who?
Hoops.
Yeah, she was a little tomboy.
But she still had
she
a little hoop, girl
but she was still,
vibe.
Yeah, man.
So she dated Scrappy?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
That's how she got introduced on Love & Hip Hop. That's what they say, but I feel like they ain't really date for real. I just feel like they did that for Love & Hip Hop.
Because
she was on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, then she went to Love & Hip Hop Miami. I just feel like that was just her little storyline.
Weren't they talking about her in the tabloid, too?
What's
I mean, not tabloid, but what's her name? Mona Scott? They talking about how she exploits black people. It recently just came. I seen it somewhere. Mm-hmm. Do you think
people
she's
always just
people?
Coming from Mona, but I feel like she really just trying to make money. Like, she's always been trying to make money. I don't feel like she's trying to exploit nothing. She's just trying to give a show for entertainment. Like,
but you don't think you're putting black people in a negative light?
But it just depends on how black people portray themselves. Like, you don't have to get on shows and act wild and do all this crazy
stuff. But then
you're
not going to be on the show, though.
That's why you got to be creative and find a way for you to get on the show, for you to, so you won't be doing all this crazy stuff because.
Okay, so let's think about it like this, right? So just say I'm the director of the show. I'm Mona Scott.
Mm-hmm.
It's you, your significant other, sitting in the room. I bring one of his exes in the room. And she popping off shit to you. You think you just going to sit there and just hold your composure?
Not. Of course
so
not.
So she putting them in these situations
yeah.
to blow up.
Yeah.
And I mean.
Just like with the Rashida situation, Rashida and Kurt and how he had the,
man.
They was together for 20 plus years and then he had the baby on her and stuff like mm-hmm. that. Just stuff like that. I just would not put that out for TV. Like the way that, how it was going down on the show. It's just certain stuff I wouldn't do for money.
Yeah.
Like
that. I mean, it comes down to
he was so disrespectful to her.
You can't be mad at Mona Scott for
that's why I'm not because it's like
putting the platform out there and put people in situations. But you, the people who are doing these things, you have a choice mm-hmm. at the end of the day. So I do see that side of it, but I don't know, man.
Speaking of cheating, Megan from the Bad Girls Club, she came out and said that. a man can basically do anything but these three things, and basically it don't matter if he, basically what she say, it don't matter if he
gay,
have a baby or STD,
yeah,
or something like that.
Yeah, that's it.
He can cheat on you just as long as he got to do it respectfully, basically.
And is there a respectful way to cheat?
It ain't no respectful way to cheat.
That's a because
it's disrespectful regardless.
What is it? Oxymoron. Is that it? What is it called? Oxymoron? Where you like, I killed you, you know, like, but I did a good kill. You know, it's something good with bad.
Know,
like,
I don't know. I haven't been in school for.
Oh, Lord.
So long.
Yeah, oxymoron,
okay.
where you.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you know, don't play with you.
I be working on my vocab a little bit now. I just spring it out whenever I can. You know what I mean? But it's like with that. Yeah, I forgot my damn point. What was on my?
You saying there's no way to cheat
respectfully? Yeah, because it's like, bro, you can't now. If y'all have an agreement where it's like y'all have an understanding or open relationship, it can work that way. But just saying cheat respectfully.
Now she's gonna meet all these men and they gonna say, "Oh, I can cheat on you now because you said that long as I don't give you nothing, I don't have a baby on you, or I ain't gay, then I can cheat on you." Basically,
that's her relationship.
Girl, bye. No man not gonna respect you for that.
She's not ugly, but in her case she gonna get a gay man that had a baby and STD, all at one time, the three things she don't want.
Cause you said it. That shit's crazy though. I can't believe she even let that come out of her mouth and say that. Like,
I mean, it's her.
That's what she wanted to do. Her prerogative. Just say that you okay with having an open relationship. You might basically, as well be like.
Basically, that's what it is. At the end of the day,
they trying to normalize sister wives. I promise you, they trying to normalize that.
And that should be okay.
That should be okay. If y'all want to do that, then y'all go ahead.
I think that's okay. If your girl is okay with it, if the husband is okay with it. Then, you know, live your life, man. You only got one of these. So, if you want to get cheated on respectfully, then that is your prerogative, girl. Do your thing. Get cheated on. I hope he cheat on you with everybody. Your mama, your sister, everybody come get it. Shit. So, I mean, I just don't agree with it. Me, personally. Yeah. I can't allow my significant other to... I can't respect you if you cheat on me. You know what I mean? Like, I just can't. I can't rock with that. Or that could be her way of, like, setting people up now. She might be saying I'm open to all this, so when you do cheat, nah, that wouldn't make no sense either, though.
I don't know what that'd her motive stupid. Is in this case.
It's just, it's... She a pretty girl. And she feel like she is okay to get cheated on.
Mm-hmm. I guess. But... Speaking of, it's two good things that happened this week. Nicki Minaj's song, Anaconda, it has reached 1 billion views on YouTube. Everybody else clapping in the background, y'all.
And she still ain't won a Grammy.
She hasn't?
No.
Really?
She's never won a Grammy.
Wow.
That's crazy, right?
That is crazy.
Never
I never would've
won a Grammy.
That's crazy.
How many YouTube videos got a billion?
I looked recently, it's probably about 10, 15. You in your own class if you in the billions. Yeah, it ain't too many in the billions. I mean, you got to think about that. That's 999 million. No. That's a lot.
Views.
You know what I mean? Like,
so does views
when we
go
see a million
on,
views, you.
So, say if I watch the video one time, then I go back and watch it again, that's 2 views? Or how does that work?
No, I think it's like a certain time span where they'll let a view count again. But I don't know. I don't know exactly how that works. But
that's good.
How many in the billion?
I don't think that's accurate, but it's saying Baby Shark has 7.91.
It better, because I done heard that junk so everybody many times. Everybody know Baby Shark. That junk so annoying. My little cousin used to play that shit. So I'm just like,
Callie just sang that last night.
Little girl.
She was singing Baby Shark last night out of nowhere. It just popped out. Baby Shark, we like, what the? I ain't heard that in years. She just out of nowhere. It's ingrained in kids' heads, man.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
They love it.
It's ingrained in them. What if you found out, like, one of your fake, never mind.
Say it. You already said it. Say it.
What if you found out, like, Barney was, like, molesting little kids?
At this point, I wouldn't be surprised. the way this stuff been going, the way these shows, they've been coming out saying shows been racist, shows have been doing all this crazy stuff, I would not be surprised, now, okay?
What was that we were talking about, Mike, yesterday? It was cartoons. We were talking about cartoons. Oh, yeah. Like how, the Muppets, they finally got, even though the Muppets ain't a cartoon, but they finally got, like, black characters on. Mm-hmm.
And that's the ones that...
The Muppets.
The puppies.
Yeah, with,
Cookie Monster.
Cookie Monster, Kermit the Frog, mm-hmm. The pig, what's her name?
Miss Piggy.
The Muppets. They finally got black characters.
Yeah, I know what y'all talking about.
I think they got two black characters on there, and I think they about to introduce... Huh?
Two new ones.
Yeah, two new black Muppets. And, I was just saying, like, now they want to do that. But that goes back to what we were talking about. How black is the cool thing now. Like, black is the popping thing now.
Everybody want to be doing stuff with black people. Doing
Sesame
stuff.
Street or Muppets?
Oh, it's Sesame Street?
No.
Oh, it's Sesame Street, not the Muppets. My bad.
But,
I was like,
right,
you said Cookie Monster, and I was like...
No, that's what I was thinking when you said Cookie Monster. I was like,
Sesame Street.
Sesame Street.
So we done tied all of them in there together.
But those are puppies, though. Ain't they puppies?
They are, too, but the Muppets is different.
Yeah, but they both, yeah. So it's Sesame Street. Mm-hmm. They got the two black. Yeah.
Yeah.
Two black characters.
I thought they been had black
That's characters. What everybody kept saying, bruh.
I could have sworn they been had black characters, though.
And then, y'all heard about Marvel? Mm-mm. They coming out with a gay Captain America.
No.
They doing it for Gay Pride. Gay Pride Month.
I mean.
But they got different Captain Americas. They got a black one. They got two black ones. They got like the woman. They got Captain Marvel. So they got different.
Mm-mm. Everybody wants to see themselves.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
That's what it all boils down to. Yeah. Like,
so why not?
Trying to accommodate everybody.
Mm-hmm. So you might as well include.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I just.
But why they had to make it Captain America?
Cause that's America now.
Why you got rainbow?
Why would he have rainbow? He black, white, and blue.
Yeah, but.
I think he a teenager or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he a teenager.
But Captain America is this superhero.
What? Superhero what? Superhero what, man? What you mean? He just now don't get it twisted. Now there's some gays that can fight. Now
I ain't seen none of it.
There's some gays that can fight.
He could have got a different name like everybody else. That's what I'm saying.
But I'm saying they have multiple Captain Americas. That's what I'm saying. They have like different versions. They have a black Captain America, a white Captain America, Mexican. You know what I mean?
So what's this one gonna be called?
Captain America. Mm-hmm. He just gay.
So when they ask, which Captain America are you talking about? The black one? The gay one? Or the?
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. You know, I don't see
that. I ain't against it, but I just feel like when it comes to, you know, teaching the kids and stuff.
What?
Like, because I've never watched Captain America. So, is this for kids or is for...
Both. Hmm. It's a lot of adults that watch it, too. But, you know, it's like any superhero show, like Superman, Batman, like how we can still go watch those movies as adults. Kids go watch it, too. So, I mean, it is showing, you know, the kids that, you know, I mean, you just gotta
accept everybody.
Yeah, basically. At the end of the day, man, just accept everybody for who they are. And oh yeah, like we were talking about the other day, yesterday, with gay people. Like, just be gay, bro. Be gay, bro. Yeah. If you want to be gay, bro, be gay, bro.
Yeah, we was talking about that yesterday. Like,
just be gay, bro.
Down low and stuff.
Just be gay. It's okay.
Yeah.
Like,
if you want to be gay, be gay. Don't try to fake it to people because
they already know.
That be sending people into depression when gay people be faking that they not gay and stuff. That's sending them into a depression because it's like they can't be themselves. They not being themselves. They lying. They living a whole nother life and stuff. And it's just like, just be yourself. In this day and age, people gonna talk about you. They gonna say whatever they want to say.
Yes. But guess regardless what? Of what you do.
Even if you doing the right thing, straight, whoa, left, whoa, right, whoa. People gonna talk. And I'm just saying, what?
I couldn't do that.
What?
You said doing the right thing like gay is the wrong thing.
No, I'm saying I'm not saying nothing about. No, I'm not saying.
You kept going and you covered yourself, and I was like, oh.
No, shit. I'm not saying no matter what you do, people are going to talk. If you do the wrong thing or the right thing, not saying gay is wrong, I'm not saying it at all, but I'm just saying if you do the wrong thing, people going to talk. If you do the right thing, even if you open the door for somebody is right. going to have something to say. Why are you opening the door for them? They're going to just have something to say.
I forgot who said it. But somebody said it like, in the hood, bro, you have a kid with some books going to school. And some niggas gonna come up and be like, look at this smart ass
exactly,
nigga.
Like,
you wanna be so smart.
Doing like, the right thing.
You wanna be so smart, old book smart ass.
So it's like
you gonna get talked about regardless. So at this point, you have one life to live, man. It just like dawned on me. I was talking to Nigel about it, and I was like, bro, you only get one of these, bro. Mm-hmm. I think we was watching like an Earth show or something like that, or something with some animals or something, and I was talking about reincarnation and things like that, and I was thinking about, you know, what would I come back as and things like that, if that's true and that works. But, like, you only get one life, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, you only get one chance at this. So, at this point, bro, you might as well do what you want to do.
Yeah,
like, because after that, it's over with.
Yeah.
So, you ain't going to be worried about nobody, what they said. Mm-hmm. You ain't going to worry about none of that. Like, so just live your life, bro. Mm-hmm. If you want. But some people move to Atlanta just to be gay.
Oh, yeah. Because
they can't be gay and, you know, they can't be themselves. And they feel like Atlanta is like, I'm pretty sure, bro, people in other states, they probably look at Atlanta like, it's just guys out here just walking down the street.
Yeah. Because if you go over there on, is that P, like by,
Oh, Piedmont
Park, Juniper, on that. It's nothing. They are like flooded over there.
I seen this man walking down the street. We was going to do a photo shoot, bro. And man had the smallest shorts on I've ever seen in my life, bro. I've never seen no shorts that small. And he was a tall white guy, bro. And he was just strutting down. We were like, bro, what are you doing?
But I like that they are free. Like, they feel like they free and they can, you know, be that
man.
Way.
They got the crosswalks and
They painted the crosswalks.
The rainbow. So do y'all
I like that. You should do that. Let me know where I'm at. Yeah.
I
need to know where I'm at.
All the balls over there is for them, for real.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
But no, the crazy part about it, do y'all feel like it'll ever get to a point to where they won't be looked like? You know how like you see everybody do. I feel like everybody do this. When you see a gay person or whatever, and I'm saying male gay people, when you see them, will it ever be a time where we don't look at them and be like, in our head, because I feel like we don't say it, but in our head, we thinking like, they go, you know, this gay person and stuff like that. Do y'all think it'll ever get to a point where we just, it'll be normalized?
Do white people look at us and say, oh, nothing at all? Or do they say that's a black person right there?
It ain't going to be normalized. It definitely going to have to start with that first before anything. So
yeah, man. I mean, that community is oppressed just like ours is, man. Mm-hmm. And they've taught us over the years, It always come back to them racist white people, man. They ingrained this stuff in us saying, this is right, this is wrong. Mm-hmm. And this is the way you're supposed to live. Mm-hmm. And when you do something opposite of that, you get shunned and, you know, sent away from the community, or they try to kill you or put you in jail.
And that's funny that we was just watching this show in Atlanta on Tuesday or whatever, and the one of the persons on the show, he was just like, he was on a in an interview or whatever, and it's supposed to be based on how Atlanta is or whatever.
Talking about Childish Gambino?
Yeah.
Atlanta? Okay.
Uh-huh. That was my first. I never watched the show before, and when I watch it, I'm hooked on it. I want to finish it because it's really good.
It's good,
because it's so relatable. Like, mm-hmm. it's just relatable.
Yep.
So he was on the show, and he was on there with the a lady from the LGBT. Y'all know the rest.
LGBT, LMNOPQRSTUVWSYNG.
LGBTQ, the group or whatever. And he was like, they was talking about, you know, gays and stuff. He was like, y'all want me to care so much about, you know, the gay community when they still oppressing black people, like black men and stuff. He was like, how am I supposed to care about y'all? He's like, I don't care about the gay people, because he like, we still dealing with a problem within ourselves. He said, I can't care about that when I'm still dealing with, you know,
my own shit.
Yeah, we still dealing with racism with black.
That's like somebody coming to give you advice when they ain't even got their house in order. You know what I mean? It's like, bro, I still got to get my shit in order. You think I'm finna worry about your shit? Mm-hmm. So it's the same thing. It's like, they both oppressed, man. Mm-hmm. You know? And it's just, what's up?
I wanted to say, you know how, like, okay, those areas you do go to where you see the colors, their flags, and you know this is their area.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like separate but equal.
Mm-hmm. Like segregation?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because, to answer the question you asked about, will we ever just look at them and say nothing in our heads? But we can't if, you know, it's looked at like that, like he said, related to us being black. Like,
mm-hmm.
It's like with the colors and the flags that they have, you will always be. You stand out, just like our skin tone makes us stand out. So,
I think they want that.
Yeah,
they want their little area. That makes them feel, you know, at peace. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, they still want to be treated as equal.
Mm-hmm.
Let me have my. That's what we want as black people.
Yeah,
treat me as an equal. But I go over here, bro, and you know, evolve in my own space.
Yeah,
if I'm able to do that and make money and prosper, I will do that.
Mm-hmm.
But just treat me as an equal. Don't shun me away. You know what I mean? And we probably going to have to get away from this country, honestly. I don't know if it's ever going to get better, because people are still like, I mean, it's still racism going on to this day,
like,
bro.
You know, the George Floyd case, how it's going through trial right now. And it's just like, I just feel like with that, more evidence do you need? I feel like what they're doing right now is going through the trial and stuff like that. I just feel like that's just for entertainment. It's just for show, because it's just like, it's plain as day what happened.
You seen it.
Like, you seen the video. It's nothing else that needs to be said. Like, they listening to these people's testimonies and stuff like that.
Did you hear about the autopsy?
About him having drugs.
So he was high on drugs.
That's what they all say.
It don't matter if he was.
And then he probably ain't no telling when he took them drugs.
It don't matter. I can be as high as a kite.
But yeah.
But that still don't. Disregard the fact that you put your knee on my neck for 8 minutes, bro. It shouldn't take away from that.
And I'm handcuffed. Like, why? If somebody is handcuffed, why still try to do all this stuff to them? Why still try to put your knee on their neck? Still try to. Then I seen a video where he was doing something with his hand or something, his wrist or something. He was like squeezing it or whatever or something. Cause you know, if you squeeze it so hard, you can fall out and stuff. So ain't no telling what else they did to him. But it's just like, I don't understand what much more evidence do y'all need. Y'all getting evidence from people and stuff, but it's just like, y'all have a whole video. If this was if it was reversed, it wouldn't even have to go this far. Like, it's been a year since this happened. Y'all was supposed to been done. All this supposed to been done. Like,
well, it takes time and
He don't take that
judicial
time.
System to, you know, you got to get the arguments and everybody got to be ready to go to trial. You got to go to trial. You have to, because that's the way the law is set up.
He need to be in jail for doing what he did.
Yeah, because a black man would have been in jail the whole time.
Yes, until
guilty until innocent.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, you see what they doing in the NBA YoungBoy? He's still in jail. They denied his bond.
For real?
Yeah, they denied his bond.
I didn't even know that.
He got to stay in jail till his court case. So it's
he ain't even killed nobody.
It's crazy, man. It's the way of the world, bro. It's the way of the world. It's the way they set it up, and
they just trying to use the whole thing of them being police officers as like
they're above the law.
That's what they think, though. That's just sad because he lost his life for something. Somebody saying he then the boy who said he gave him who gave. Who he got the fake bill, he said that he just wished he would have never did it because he feel like he...
Wait, helped. What happened?
The reason why the police got called was because they said that he gave the clerk a fake $20 bill.
Oh.
So, the young black boys who was working in the store, he said he feel bad because he feel like he got him killed.
Yeah.
He said he wished he would have never did that.
Yeah.
But... It ain't I but that's, it ain't that's, his fault. Nah, that's you just doing, following your you doing you, what you're supposed you to do with your job. And it's really them. They should have never did
they didn't do. They didn't do their job.
Exactly. They didn't do their job at all.
I still don't understand.
Because why are you
just
doing
put them in the car.
Exactly.
Just put them in the car. You already got them in handcuffs. Put them in the car. It's over with.
And then the fact that they seen that he was lifeless, like he when he was on the ground dead and stuff. It's like they didn't do nothing about it. It's like they just let him lay there dead.
We really watched a modern day.
I didn't even watch it all. It's a
modern day lynching.
I can't.
We watched a modern day lynching, basically. Mm-hmm. Seen it on camera. That's the way that they killed this man. And then they give the family money. It's basically, at the end of the day, that's blood money.
Bandage.
That's blood money. It's not a bandage. It's solely blood money. Here is the blood of your father, of your husband. Here it is. Your son. This is blood money.
It's crazy.
It's unbelievable to me that they are... Oh, man. Did they plead not guilty?
I don't think they... Are they done with the case? No, they still going through the trial, right?
But you still have to... You still got to plead before
they
start...
I'm pretty sure he pleaded not guilty.
He can't plead not guilty. He cannot plead not guilty.
I'm pretty sure he is.
Bro, oh my God.
He probably
is
think
this
he
man,
not.
If you plead no guilty, oh my God.
He probably think he not guilty. I don't understand why. I would feel so guilty. I know all of them feel so guilty. I know they feel guilty for what they did. I know they do. But they feel guilty.
Man,
I think they feel guilty.
Man, I'm telling you, like,
For people to feel like that, you are so heartless. You don't have no type of feeling.
They look at us as nothing. They look at us as nothing.
That's crazy.
We're one third of a person.
That's crazy.
You understand that? We're one third of a person. We're not even a full person in their eyes.
Just looking at George Floyd, he favors my stepdad. So looking at him, I'm like, damn, like that could have been my stepdad because they look. They favored each other.
He do look like Derek Longhead.
I hope he see this.
Derek, you know I love you, boy. You know.
He gonna try to bleep that out and then say that. Watch. He gonna try to cut that out of the video.
No,
like
I'm
he
not.
Say it.
I'll leave that in. Derek know I talk shit, man.
But yeah, that's crazy.
Same thing with NLE Chopper. Like, he got the same thing. He said they planted the stuff on him.
I feel like
with people like him, he is the perfect example of what white people that are racist hate. Because he's in tune with himself and his mental health, his health in general. He preaches that to the people, but he looked like a straight nigga.
Yeah, he looked like...
Got the dreads, tattoos all on his neck and face.
What's he preaching to us, man?
What?
What song he rap?
Shit, he got a few. Walk him down.
Oh, hold on.
Walk him down.
What song?
Just released the first Police song or something
like that. Oh, First Day Out. First day out. Something
I
like
just
that.
Wanted her to say it.
Yeah, my mama love hip, okay. Man. Yeah.
But he's she better than me. She better than me.
That was on there from home.
I let him know.
Beatbox.
He did the beatbox, yeah.
Better but, than me, because I don't know that.
But yeah, he basically.
So he seen that song, Walking Down?
Yeah. Walking Down.
I thought that was NBA Youngboy. No,
he got a song called Bryson.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think that was his. I think that's the one that put him on. Yeah. I think, yeah. But he's a straight. He's comfortable with himself at a young age. He's preaching to the people, telling us that, you know, as black people, we need to worry about our mental health. Mm-hmm. We need to worry about the things that just because the same things that military and the Army, the Navy, the Marines, when they go overseas and come back with PTSD, that's the same thing we going through.
Yeah.
Every day that we see this on the TV, see it on the news, we going through the same thing. Mm-hmm. And it's just...
Especially just being scared, like...
It's crazy. Just
driving in your car.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, at one point, when you get pulled over by the police, just put your hands up. Now you can put your hands up and they still shoot you.
Bro, at the end of the day.
So at this point, it's like, it ain't nothing we can.
I discussed it with everybody. Just pray. Take it. As soon as you see them lights flash behind you, make sure you go to a lighter area.
Yeah.
Make sure there's other people around. Mm-hmm. Make sure you have your license and registration ready. Mm-hmm. Stick it out the window. Have both hands out the window. Have it already ready for them. It's all you need, sir. Go on about your business. Get my ticket so I can go. I ain't doing no back talk. I ain't got time for none of that.
Don't try to argue with them. Don't. Why you pull me over?
And it's sad we have to do that.
Just.
Because a white person can jump out the car so they get pulled over. What you pulling me over for? Mm-hmm. They can jump out. They can jump out and say it like shit. What
just
what?
Like that man. He was charging at that older man. Was charging at that police. And then he just shot. Like, he was this close to this man. He shot him like really this close. They was this close to each other. He just shot him. Because he kept walking up on him. And the white policeman just shot him. It was a white older man. Yeah. But he just shot him. But I felt like, dang, it was crazy. But it's like, that's what be happening to us. But we don't even be walking up on the police or nothing like that.
They take us as aggressive.
Yeah.
They take us. They say black women are crazy and aggressive. Mm-hmm. And they say black men are aggressive. Mm-hmm. Because they don't know how to handle us. Mm-hmm. That's why we need more black police officers. Because at the end of the day, if you're not used to... If I walk up on you right now, and I walk up on you, you know what I mean? Just walking up on you to play with you, you understand me. Mm-hmm. You know how... You can tell when a black person is really pissed off. Mm-hmm. You can tell. And you can just tell when somebody walking up just to get their point across.
I think...
If a black person walking up on you with their hands up like this, you know they ready to fight. Mm-hmm. A black person walk up like this, he trying to explain his case.
Yeah.
And it's we know that as people, we just know that. Mm-hmm. And it's like they don't see those signs because they didn't grow up around that. They didn't see that. Mm-hmm. These, I ain't going to say all of them, but some of them where they got beat up at their school, got bullied, became police officers. And now, you know what I mean? I ain't taking shit from nobody. Especially not a black person.
Prove a point.
Mm-hmm. You trying to show that you hard. Because you got a badge on, bro. That's the biggest gang that we have, man. Yep. That's the biggest gang in the world. The police. Mm-hmm.
And he did plead not guilty just for that.
He pleaded not guilty?
Yeah. I'm not surprised.
That is crazy to me.
Second degree?
Those the...
Charges.
Counts? Those are charges?
How is that second degree unintentional murder, third degree murder, and second degree murder.
I can see why they saying that.
Wait.
I can see why they saying it's unintentional.
Yeah.
Think about it from a white person's standpoint. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I
see. Because he just had his leg on his neck. He wasn't trying to kill him. He just killed him. Nah. We know that was intentional.
He handcuffed, bro.
Yeah.
Nelson argued that Floyd's death was a result of a drug use and pre-existing health issues.
Exactly. It's crazy, bro.
So what
bro?
Do they got to do
this
with
this world
anything,
is crazy.
Though?
It has nothing to do with
it. I don't understand.
They saying maybe he had
so
asthma.
What did he die from?
He had shortness of breath.
What did he die from?
They're trying to say a crowd of what the attorney called hostile bystanders distracted the officer.
What?
So he killed him by distraction? Okay.
But they're supposed to be trained
for that.
But that's the thing, though. Yeah. Training for the U.S. is like 18 months or something like that. Or maybe less than that. I think it's maybe 6 months. Look up the training for U.S.
But and then, like, overseas, is, Australia. He was handcuffed on his stomach.
It don't matter.
What more can he do?
They don't
the
care.
The most he can do is spit on you. He can't do nothing else.
18
or
months.
Or kick you.
18 months.
Followed by a 6-month evaluation.
Look up Australia or other countries like that. It take like 2 years, 4 years. You got to go through actual like schooling because that's what you need. And they have less killings, less, people dying from gun violence by the police. It's just you have to put people through this. You can't just say in 18 months like, oh, now he out here to walk around with a gun and pull it on anybody. It's crazy, man. You got to go through multiple situations.
Yeah, Germany is 2.5 years.
Yeah.
2 years in the UK.
It's crazy, man.
Because they take their judicial system serious.
Yeah.
What we doing?
Because they don't want this. They don't want this.
And all these other countries, they don't be wanting the news on them. They don't want people to and know what's going on, so they don't be doing stuff.
The real problem, where it all started. The way this country was founded.
Yeah.
It was founded on bullshit.
Yeah.
Them stealing it from somebody else.
Yeah.
Them bringing us over here to plant for them and grow their crops. This country was made on bullshit. Mm-hmm. And it's the land of the free. You know? Mm-hmm. You know they still have slavery in South Carolina? Is it South Carolina? Was it? What state that was? Tennessee? It's a southern state. And they still have slavery in their law. They use it as a form of, because when they abolished slavery, you know, they abolished it, but they said that you can use it as punishment, like jail. You can make people still go through slavery.
That's why we got jail.
And they still passed the bill to keep slavery in that state. I think it was Tennessee, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of the laws passed, tell me about that law you said Georgia just passed and how the MLB All-Star game was not going to be
Yeah,
here.
So it's basically our governor. Mm-hmm. What's his name?
Kemp.
I can't remember his name. Kemp. Yeah, he signed a bill that I don't really know exactly everything about the bill, what it was saying. But it's basically saying where it's voter suppression. Basically, where they saying that it's a shorter time on absentee ballots.
Okay, yeah, I seen
shorter
that.
Time when they send it out. Uh-huh. You got to get it in faster. Uh-huh. They basically making it as hard as possible.
So people, especially the elderly, because
elderly black
people really do the absentee votes.
Yeah,
and they just really trying to get them not to do it because they know that
because they lost. Yeah. They lost. They saw losers.
They don't know how to.
They saw losers, bro. They don't know how to take a loss, man. Mm-hmm. Y'all lost. Y'all put that orange motherfucker in office, and we came back.
Where is he at? I ain't heard nothing about him. What is he doing?
He finna launch a social media website. That shit finna be crazy.
People gonna really look at it.
That's yes. All them racist butt. You finna know who racist. Everybody that got a profile on his new website, you already know what they are.
And it's so crazy. He talks so much about Twitter, so much about Instagram, mm-hmm. so much about all these places, but you're going to go and create a social media.
Which he should. He ain't got nothing else. He got to do something.
Probably done lost so much weight stressing. He probably not stressing no more. Ain't no telling.
It's craziness, man. It's just...
I can't say the world does feel much. It feels much peaceful since he's been gone out of office. Mm-hmm. Honestly, the day that Biden got elected, that's when
it was a weight lifted off
my shoulders, my chest opened up, everything just it just felt so much better.
So it was Tennessee, mm-hmm. Yeah, Tennessee, saying they still. They said, one of the senators said, we should keep it because why should we take it out? It makes no sense to take it out. What's the point in taking it out?
So you okay? So anybody can be a slave then?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to make them slave too then, basically.
As a form of punishment in that state. Mm-hmm. But as you know, the system is not set up for us anyway.
It's
so
fake history. He said it was
He said it's fake history. He said slavery is fake history. It never happened. So how can you argue? It's like what I was telling Nigel with our Iggy video. Mm-hmm. You can't argue with a wall.
You can't. People who ain't.
You can't. They not go see your side.
See what you saying.
They go force themselves to not see your side. Mm-hmm. So it's like, what's the point of even going back?
They
mind is
feel.
Already set. It's no back and forth. It's
just
no,
like they trying to argue with y'all. It's like, y'all feel how y'all feel. Yeah. You can't argue with me about how I feel about this is my opinion. How you gonna argue with me about my opinion? Mm-hmm. It's how I feel. You just don't like my opinion. That's all that is.
Yeah. At the end of the day, that's all it comes down to. Yeah. A person actually said, she said, this is Nigel. She said hip hop derives from black people. Right?
I feel like that's true.
And a person came back and said, why you think black people just entitled to say the same thing Nigel said? How do you feel like black people just say they own hip-hop? It's derived from black people. It's not owned by black people. That's what she just said, bruh. But they got to get their point out.
Yeah, they.
And it's crazy, bruh. It's crazy how, like, they only go see it if they're saying it. Mm-hmm. They only go see it if it's coming out of their mouth. They only go see if it's coming from their eyes. And it's just, it's sad, man. It's sad.
And then you got to understand, too, with people, when people, just like with me and who I like?
Chris Brown. Oh, nah, you are a Trouble fan.
Trouble don't do nothing wrong in my eyes. No matter what he do, he don't do nothing wrong
so
in
he
my
could,
eyes.
So he could slap a girl right
just
now.
Just like with the cucumber.
That's on them. I'm saying
if he didn't do nothing wrong in my eyes because I like him, so he didn't do nothing wrong. So it's like people who are Iggy fans, they feel like no matter if she have a trash song, no matter what, they're going to ride or die for her.
But I'm saying, just say like,
he can rob a bank.
Okay, so he can stab his girlfriend like Chet West's girlfriend. I mean, Chet Hanks. Mm-hmm. Girlfriend, and you can say he did no wrong.
She provoked him.
Wow.
No. Wow.
So we pick and choose. We pick and choose when we want to be mad at somebody.
Of course. What? I mean, I'm just saying when somebody is a diehard fan for somebody, they're not going to see no wrong. They're going to justify no matter what. They felt like her song was good. They feel like the song is good. Or they probably don't. They don't even like the song. Like, they just like her. So no matter what she does, no matter what it is, they're going to just like what she do.
Yeah,
no matter what. They her fans. That's how fans are. But just like I'm with Trouble. No matter what he do, he don't do nothing wrong in my eyes.
Damn, man. That is crazy.
I mean, I'm pretty sure everybody got that one person.
I want to know why. Like the Chet Hanks.
Yeah.
Him getting stabbed, or I think was it stabbed or punched by his girlfriend? Something happened with his girlfriend. Stabbed by his girlfriend.
He said she stabbed her. She said she didn't do it.
Yeah, she said she didn't do it. But why is this not a big deal?
Nobody, I didn't know about this.
Exactly. Nobody's talking about this. But if it was the other way around and he did this to a woman, it's going to be leading news.
Okay, well, just like the time that football player who beat up his black girlfriend, that was like it was in the news for a day or two. Then it went away.
But it was still in the news. This is not even being talked about.
Yeah, let me see.
Ain't nobody even talking about this.
Well, she don't look like she all the way.
She Jamaican.
Hold on, wait. That's the one that
be doing a Jamaican accent.
Oh yeah, that's him. Yeah. Okay, well. For one.
But still though, bro. Like.
But don't say that, Taylor, because they don't.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, bleep that out. Let me see. Now you gotta watch what you say all the time. I can't even say how I really feel.
Yeah, you can. Let it out. Shit, fuck it. Hey, good. All publicity is good.
So, his girlfriend is black, and she stabbed him?
That's what he's saying. But she's saying she didn't do it in the video.
He provoked her. No, I'm just playing. That's wrong though, for real. If she did do it or whatever happened, it's just wrong. Violence is wrong in a relationship.
Everybody keep your hands to yourself, yes, man. Please keep your hands to yourself. It's not worth it. It's pointless at the end of the day. She got a pot in her hand. She probably popped this hand with that pot. Can't really see. She had that pop in her.
She did that shit.
Look, but it's just who said it?
Power.
The game said, he said, maybe you're not as fit for that black woman as you thought you were. And I ain't gonna say I agree with that, but white men, I just feel like they so entitled.
What you mean?
That they just feel like they're invincible. Mm-hmm. And it's like, white people in general, I just feel like they don't recognize the...
He said this is how he feel, y'all, so don't take...
They feel like the threat is not serious until it's too late. Because they be like, oh, I can't believe you hit me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I just feel like that's what happened in that situation. He didn't know how to handle that black woman, bro. He probably said some off-the-wall shit to her and popped her ass off.
Because how he be acting on Instagram, I know he probably is a provoker.
He talk cash shit.
He be talking...
He talk cash shit.
He be talking junk.
He the bread woman. I can
tell how the way he...
You know what I mean? It just...
it's just crazy. His daddy just looked like the total opposite.
Yes.
He's the total opposite.
It's crazy.
That's funny. So you never did say why the MLB, the All-Star game gonna be taken out of Atlanta. You never did say why.
Oh, they took it out because they wanna push for equal voting rights. That's what they pushing for. Equal voting rights. That's what we want as America. Mm-hmm. As a whole, I feel like overall we want equal voter rights. Mm-hmm. And they feel like the step that Kemp took was opposite of that. You know, we're putting these new restrictions and new guidelines and things in place with the absentee vote.
So on this part, they took it out for money standpoint. They taking the MLB? The All-Star game away for...
They taking it because we don't... It's the same thing that happened in South Carolina where they said we didn't want... They wanted gender-neutral bathrooms. And they was like, we don't agree with that. So us being who we are as a legit platform, we going to remove the All-Star game. The NBA did that. Mm-hmm. So it's the same thing with that. It's like, we don't agree with your stand on equal rights. So as us, as our platform, we don't want to put this in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And Kemp said he's not going to be bullied. He's not going to change his laws. Mm-hmm. He's going to stand on what he believes. Yeah, because he's a Republican. Mm-hmm. And he's a sore loser. Mm-hmm. And he know he lost. And this is his way of get back.
How long do governors stay in office?
Shit. 8, 12?
I'm ready for him to go.
I got pee pee.
How long he been in How long he been in office?
He just got in.
For real?
This is his first term.
How many terms they get? Two?
I think so.
Okay. Because Sonny Perdue is
the governor holds the office for 4 years and can choose to run for a re-election. The governor is not eligible to serve more than 8 years in any 12-year period. So just like the
if you got the same thing I got and I walk in the bathroom and you in there, I'm going to be scared.
They don't got the same thing?
I mean, yeah, they don't got the same. Even though the stalls are closed anyways, but still.
It was North Carolina, though.
Because how a girl going, how, if you walk in the bathroom
it was that the law banned transgender people from using bathrooms in accordance with their gender identities.
They saying. Basically, what you identify as,
you should be able to use it.
You agree with that?
If they look like a woman, and like let's say they had a sex change, or
no, I'm saying that they didn't have a sex change. If they have just a breast, still have a penis, dressed up like a woman. Yeah. Just say me. If I dress up as a woman in a dress with a wig on, I still got my penis, got a bra on.
Yeah,
I have the facial hair. I can have my facial hair. I have the right to come in that bathroom.
Yeah,
with
like
you.
If you're transitioning, because that's. To me, that's transitioning. if you still have your period, but you get rid of it, you got breasts and all that, I feel like you should be able to use a woman's bathroom.
They need to get some more hormones.
If you are...
No, if I that's how that's the way I want to stay. Right now, if I identify as a woman, I can go in there.
I feel like that's that'd be a safety issue for me as a woman.
But I can go in there.
You're stronger than me. If you pin me up against the wall or something, then what?
Okay, but even a transgender can do that.
But see, I would say...
A transgender can do that.
See, I would say it's more scary on a dude's part than it is on a female part. Because I feel like we have individual stalls. We can close the door. With y'all...
We do.
Y'all do, but most of y'all bad. Well, y'all do. Y'all probably have one
and two. And then one or two.
Yeah, but I'm saying y'all are most likely just go in and do that real quick and then come out. With us, we have closed stalls. So I feel like it's kind of more safer for us. But still, if I see a man with a wig on and he got facial hair and he come in the bathroom, I'm going
to
be...
But I also understand their side and why they might be scared to go into the men's
bathroom. Yeah, because...
For the same reason, like you said, it's a stall for them to hide themselves. Not hide themselves, but for them to, quote-unquote,
You're going to feel wrong by going in there, if you're transitioning or you're transgender, going in a male bathroom,
might not feel safe.
Going
inside of
the
bathroom. Because of all the, the negativity behind.
So I see both sides. So it's tough. It's really tough. It's really tough. Because you want women and children to feel safe at all times. But you also want the people who are coming out and saying the thing that we want y'all to be, just come out and be that. And we want y'all to be that, but we're not accepting of them to allow them to identify as what they want to identify as.
So I got a question. How do y'all feel about little kids going into the bathroom? Like, say a little boy, like a 4 or 5 year old little boy, he with his mama and stuff, he goes into the women's, because I've been with people, this has happened to me, and I've been with people and stuff. How y'all feel about that when a woman is going in the same bathroom with her son to the women's bathroom?
I'm okay with that. I think at a certain age, you should probably cut it off. But, people always push that boundary and take it farther, like they be having kids in strollers that need to be walking, but I feel like that's okay. You know what I mean? Especially if you all you got. You're a single mother. It's a
safety reason, too, with, little boys and stuff. Because in the boy's bathroom and then somebody in there and they, ain't no telling what.
You got to wait at the door.
Men be doing in the bathroom and stuff with little kids in there.
You got to wait at that door.
That's why it's important to have them family restrooms, too.
That's important, too.
They have those at the mall and stuff.
For real? That's smart. That's smart. A family bathroom.
It's one bathroom and it says for family.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. I like that. I like that. That's a good approach on things. So you think it should be a male bathroom, a women's bathroom, a transgender bathroom, a gay bathroom, and then a family bathroom?
No, that's
doing too much.
That's not a bathroom. What is the solution?
Exactly.
Like the family restroom is a solution for little kids.
Yeah.
What's the solution for people who identify?
They just gonna have to. I mean, they just something we gonna have to get used to. They gonna have to.
Yeah, man. It's just.
I will say, sorry. This is my last thing. In the instance of that transgender and people who identify with different sexes, I think the gender neutral bathroom could be a safer resolution, because now I can go in the bathroom with my boyfriend and feel safe if everybody's in that bathroom. Not just I'm in a woman's bathroom and somebody who may or may not be a man or not comes in there too. That could be a resolution. Just
so you're saying
bathroom for everybody, the gender neutral one could be a solution.
But what if it's just you and men in there? You would be okay with it?
I'm saying I would have to.
You would have to get used to it.
Or my boyfriend or whoever, for safety, if that's what it is.
That's tough too because you just don't. You opening yourself up to a lot of liability. And men are fucking creeps. We are fucking creeps. It's some women creeps too, but it's a lot more men that have some creepy ass thoughts. And if you go in the bathroom with a woman and saying, "Oh, it's possibility that I can see her vagina," you just that's tough. That's tough to play with. You don't want people to feel. I don't know what a solution is. What do you think, Mom? You think it's a good solution? Any other solution? No.
It's hard. You're not gonna make everybody happy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So they might as well just keep it how it is.
At the end of the day,
just let people do what they want to do. If they want to go in the women's bathroom and they're male, just let them. I mean,
you have the male, female, family, and other. Hard to say that.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Who?
It's tough, man.
For the same way it's tough for us to go into a country town and try to walk into a store and we gonna get stared at and looked at. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. It's just tough, man.
So look, how you feel about LeBron James being the star on
Space Jam. My boy LeBron on Space Jam, man.
I love it.
With his horrible acting ass. Mm-hmm. He can't act worth shit. Hell no, nah, LeBron.
I ain't never seen him act
before. He acted like, just like Michael Jordan did in Space Jam. Yeah, can't act worth shit.
Yeah, Michael Jordan, and he didn't do good in Space Jam. But I loved it when I was little.
You gonna love the movie.
It was
because
good
it's
for me.
I think it's still gonna be a good movie.
Yeah.
But I just don't see. It's like.
Did he watch the movie?
Hmm?
Did he watch the movie? That's the question. LeBron James, did he watch the first movie?
Of course. Everybody watched Space Jam, man. That's a classic movie, man. Everybody watched that.
You ain't watch that in school. We used to have this.
Y'all watched it in school?
Yeah, we used to have this
She said, yeah, like it was like. Yeah, man.
I went to a black school. That's like we.
Space Jam, bro?
Yes.
I don't know if we watched Space Jam in school.
We used to have this thing called the points party. In the points party, we had specials. So our specials was music, PE, computer. What was the other one? It was one more we had or whatever. No, I think it was just those four. And so we would accumulate points for the whole entire class. We'll accumulate points and stuff. For like, I think it was like every once a month or every like 3 months or whatever, we'll accumulate points and stuff. And so if you have a certain amount of points, you'll get to go to the points party. So the points party, you can either go watch a movie, you can go go outside and do like field day, or it was something else, the other one. I forgot what the other one was, but we'll have pizza, wings, chips, and everything. We'll watch movies and stuff. We used to watch different little movies. And one time we watched Space Jam, and I think I was probably in like first grade when we watched it. And because I went to the same schools for all my, like I went to the same elementary school, I went to the same middle school, and the same high school. I ain't never switched schools.
What you mean?
Like, I never switched schools. I went to...
Oh, you was all in the same district with those schools. Okay,
no, I'm saying I went to the same school all my years. Like, pre-K through fifth grade, I went to that same elementary. Sixth through eighth grade.
But they different schools, though.
Yeah.
They different elementary school, different
middle
school.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm thinking you're saying preschool through 12th grade, you went to the same school.
Oh, no. Okay, I went to the same... I never switched schools.
Okay, I said okay.
And so, we used to just have so much fun. We watched Space Jam for the first time, and it was so... much fun. Like, I was like, dang, this movie good and stuff. This brought me memories. I miss school.
You ever had a bad experience in like first, second, third grade? Something that stuck with you for the rest of your life?
Okay, well, it didn't happen to me in first or second grade. What happened? You next. But no, I remember when I was in I was in pre-K, and I think I was like five. And so then I had told this girl to shut up. And so.
Why you told her to shut up?
I don't know why I told her to shut up. And I don't know why shut up. I don't understand how shut up was like a bad word back then.
Yeah, it was.
I think I was just being bad this whole day, because that's when we had the, it's like wooden sticks. It's different little wooden sticks, but it's like the ones you clip on. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Like you can,
clothes pins.
Like, yeah, those was the clothes pins, yeah. But we had different colors. So we had red, and then we had green, and we had yellow. So green mean good, you know, yellow mean, and then red mean, you know, you been. I had to move my colors to red. And so then she told my mama, my mama used to come up to the school every day to come get me. She told my mama, she was like, I'm gonna beat your ass when you get home. And that was my first, that was the first whooping I can remember, y'all. And after that whooping, that's when we had stayed in Clay County. So my mama picked us up. We stopped by my grandma's house to get Chelsea. No, I think.
You stayed in Clinton?
Huh? I stayed in Clay County. I can't tell you all that because then.
Bro, you ain't from the east side, bro. You from the south side.
I am from the east side.
No! The truth comes out today. What?
Oh, wait. I got to put it on camera. You got to wait.
Taylor, are you serious right now?
I can't say it on camera.
What you mean? You can't?
What? I can't say it on camera. You gotta wait.
Bruh, no, bruh. What elementary school you went to?
Clifton.
I've never heard of Clifton. What middle school
Clifton you went to? Clifton is Barack Obama now. Okay. It's on by Gresham and Clifton Springs.
Bruh, see, now you naming Gresham. You can't name Claycomb and Gresham, bruh. That's east side or south side. Listen, what one is it?
Listen.
My name is not Carisha, okay?
Carisha. I'm not finna listen. Okay, so my mama, we always lived in Clayton County, right? My mama.
Oh, she pulled one of them moves. Never mind. You ain't got, hey, hush it up.
I can't explain it because my mama's still doing it now.
You good. You ain't nothing. Leave that
out. I'm explaining it after we get off of here.
I got you.
So then, on this ride home, I don't know why it used to take us. It felt like it took us 15 minutes to get from my grandma's house to Clay County. But we did this long. We used to do this long ride. We went by the grocery store so my mom could get her dinner and stuff like that. And I just felt like, I just wished that the ride was so long, but it really wasn't. It would be a short ride when she had to whoop me. Anytime she had to whoop me, the ride would be so short. So then we get home and stuff like that. Next day, you know, I just go straight up to my room. She come running up them stairs behind me with that belt and just start whooping me. I was like, no, I'm sorry. And I'm just crying and everything. And after that, y'all, I never got a whooping again. I was always good. Damn. And if I wasn't good, my color stayed on yellow and it go red. I don't want another whooping. I promise I probably only got like 3 whoopings in my whole life. Mm. I didn't get whoopings like that because I wasn't bad. I didn't want to be bad.
Cause you had the evidence.
Chelsea was bad. Yeah, so I was like,
you had the proof.
I can't do what she doing. Mm-hmm.
You had the proof.
She got so many whoopings. My mama whooped her when she was 7 months pregnant.
Chelsea was trying to figure it out.
No, 8 months pregnant. My mama, my man, too. I said, I can't. I was like, you can have it. I don't see how people be fighting their parents. When people be fighting their parents, I can't do that. Because my mama is a man. Like, you know how, like, you hear stories and stuff.
About, like y'all fight men.
I
fight
my mama. I did. Who? I ain't fighting Priscilla.
Yeah, Priscilla, like, she'll fight
y'all
a dude.
Y'all got that.
She'll fight a dude.
What's your story, though?
Shit, which one you want to hear?
Your mama thinking, like, which one he finna tell?
Shit, there's so many, bro.
What you done did?
So in second grade, I would say, we was all picked to read in class, right?
I think you told us this.
I told you that.
You didn't tell everybody the camera.
But yeah, so I picked to read in class and I'm reading and a girl do one of them, you know what I'm saying? Like, this nigga can't read. This nigga can't read.
That used to be me.
So, after that, so the teacher was like, who want to collect the books? I was like, shit, I collect the books. Let me collect the books today. Somebody won't laugh at me. And I'm always, like, to this day, I'm always the get back type. Like, I want to one-up somebody. If somebody say something about me, I always want to jab back harder, you know, and I take it too far. And this was a moment where I took it too far. And so I'm collecting the books. Me and my partner, Eddie, are collecting the books. And I go to the girl, and I gently whisper in her ear, I'm glad your mama dead. And the girl started crying.
You got suspended?
No, she picked up a chair and slung it at me. And it clipped my tooth. right on my tooth.
You got
there.
It fixed?
I don't know. Did we ever get that sawed off? I don't think so.
Probably a baby tooth.
Oh yeah. You was in second grade, so you probably was still losing teeth.
Yeah. So yeah, man.
You
it
they had the two teeth missing in the front at one time.
No, I ain't never had missing. But it just
I wasn't that kid.
When she threw that
had one teeth
the
at
foot
the
or the you know the metal or the chair the legs you know
this
I,
is when the desk and the chair used to be together.
Nah, she ain't that strong. Okay. It was the desk was separate. Okay. It had the desk where you could slide the stuff in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. And she was sitting in the chair. She picked up the chair. She slung the chair at me, chipped my tooth, man. And I had to write an apology letter.
You should have.
No.
Yes, you.
She
you,
came for
you
me.
You went below the belt.
She came. No. See, that's the thing.
That was below the belt. Her mama died.
If you punch me in my face right now,
no.
I can shoot you.
No, listen.
Don't bring no fist to a gunfight.
Listen.
Don't bring no gun.
Listen. 2021, as of April 4th, 2021, you still feel like you didn't deserve to. I mean, you didn't. You should never wrote that apology letter.
Yeah, I don't.
Were you saying that her mama died?
I didn't say it. I said I was glad her mama died.
It was. You don't even know if she was laughing at you.
Damn. Damn. She got me there, goddammit.
She was laughing at you.
Damn.
She could have been laughing at something else.
Ooh-wee.
You were sitting in the front of her.
Oh, shit, Taylor. You just.
See, that's why you should have wrote that apology letter.
And I did. I wrote it.
So
now you feel? Hell no! Fuck that! Don't laugh at me.
Right?
I wasn't with it, but I mean, it's. I understand.
More than likely, you probably was laughing at you though.
But I understand.
Probably was. I mean,
she could have not been laughing at me. You know what I mean? It's.
Did you volunteer? You volunteered to read.
No, hell
you, no. Oh, I was about to say, no, you couldn't.
Yeah.
You volunteered to read.
I was that kid that, okay, glad we finna read. How was that? I was going straight
to sleep. I used to love to read out loud.
That was Nigel, like, bro, y'all love to read, bro. I'm not with that.
I used
that,
to love to read out loud.
But my problem
and
is.
I used to laugh at people when
my
they couldn't
is,
read out loud.
I could read.
One boy, his name.
I just can't read out loud. I used to be shy. I used to be scared and intimidated of crowds. So it's like, that what. Held me back because now I'm like I don't want to mess up in front of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So you now you're thinking about yeah you overthinking it instead of just reading, bro.
See, I was the opposite. I wanted to read because I didn't want to hear that kid messing up or reading too slow. So I just like
go ahead and read it, get it over with.
Yeah,
you'll be waiting forever.
Then
you got the whole class trying to help you pronounce the word and stuff.
Them.
If I didn't follow what the heck was going on.
Oh, yeah. I had to read too.
I didn't understand what if somebody was writing something,
yeah.
I'd be like, I had to read it again.
Mm-hmm.
I would read alone. Or, ooh, another thing that I would do when I had to read, I would, I had three tricks. So, one trick was pretend like I was asleep. Because they'll call on me. They're like, Joshua, read. Joshua, it's your turn. Joshua. And I just pretend like I'm asleep. Then the second one was I would ask to go to the bathroom. But you can't ask to go to the bathroom when it's your turn. You got to ask like three, four people ahead. So then you go to the bathroom. You ain't got to worry about when you come back. You just in there chilling in the bathroom. Then when you come back, shit, they passed you. They ain't finna come back. Some teachers would be asshole and be like, all right, Joshua back, his turn to read. Then I'm fucked. You know what I mean? I'm fucked. But then my third trick was.
What's the third one?
My third trick is, so when everybody had a paragraph. So you can kind of judge it, what paragraph you had to read.
Oh, yeah, that's, yeah.
So you I would count like 10 people ahead of me and I'd be like, shit, I got the 11. Not even if I got this, it could be the long one, but I can already proofread it. You feel me? Like, I can go ahead and I can say shit. Then I ask the person, hey, bro, what the word is, bro? I got this one right. Let me read my shit.
You play too much.
Oh, God, bro. I had to make it work. I had to make it work, bro.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
And I would know, like, by which teacher I could push what buttons. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, if I had a little preppy little white teacher, a little nice little lady, if I just play sleep, she ain't gonna bother me. You know what I mean? She's just like, I don't want to deal with it. she gonna let me go. Then if I have the aggressive black teacher, the lady that want me to be great, you know what I mean? I would read ahead. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh shit, I gotta hurry up, because I know she gonna make me read. She ain't gonna let me go to no bathroom. She ain't gonna let me do shit until I read. You can go to the bathroom after you read. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I have you feel me? So I knew I couldn't play with her. Yeah. And then I would have the one where the man teacher, bro, I got you the bathroom, bro. I can't hold it. He'd be like, go to the bathroom, bro. You know what I mean? So I had to. It's
I
sad.
I love having men teachers, though, because they were just so cool and laid back. I used to hate having the female ones, because we used to argue back with our teachers, because some of my teachers were young. Like, they were like 25, 26. So it was like, they used to have their little attitudes and stuff. And just like, girl,
you
see, arguing back and forth
with them. Yeah, I just, man. If you having any trouble with reading in school, man, it is okay.
Follow his tips.
No, don't follow my tips. Get help. Get a tutor. Learn how to read, man, because it is very important in life. Mm-hmm. That is one thing I can say that school. That is important. Mm-hmm. I wish they would have taught us about taxes and, you know, how to live. The life of
an adult,
but life. Reading is something you need. Math is something you need. Mm-hmm. So, what was the three my granddad used to tell me all the time? Boy, you better get that ring right, arithmetic. you better get that ring right, arithmetic. I was like, arithmetic? What the hell is arithmetic?
They don't even start with an R.
What is that? What is arithmetic?
They tried to make it three R's. It's
arithmetic. Yeah. What is it?
Arithmetic.
What is that?
math.
That's math? Oh. Okay, so read right. Those are the three things you need, right. Kids, if y'all in school or anything like that.
And we're not going to act like writing starts with the... With the R either. Writing starts with the W.
Rewrite it. Exactly.
We're not gonna go past that. Like it started with an R.
It do sound like it over
here. Ring right, arithmetic. I still remember that shit. Let's get into JT real quick. I want to talk about this because
about to wrap that thing up.
I mean, we are this is probably the last one, but JT, Young Miami.
I love Lil Uzi, Young Miami name.
It's Southside. I do like that name, bro.
Carisha,
let me talk to you.
Carisha, calm down, sis.
But it's basically Lil Uzi Vert doing too much.
Mm-hmm. I feel like he was just drunk, though.
He was drunk
and high, probably.
Yeah, and then you online, bro. Like,
y'all got to start controlling yourselves.
All of them. Like, Young Miami, Southside, JT, and Uzi. Like, y'all got to understand, man, social media... Y'all be caring too much, bro. Y'all be caring too much.
And letting people say whatever we want to say and then let it get to them. Because they the reason why that he said something. Because if nobody would ever said nothing, he would have let it be. Because it's like, for one, they best friends.
Yeah.
Carisha and JT best friends. So it's like, they are grouped together. Yeah. They have ties together. They can't.
Yeah.
They can't mess that up with no beef between their boyfriends. Like, they shouldn't.
But, I mean, that's part of it, too. Like, I feel like Lil Uzi took it too far.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Southside took it too far.
Mm-hmm.
I think both of them just jumped the gun and just...
I don't even know what it was about.
Exactly.
I honestly thought he was playing at first. I feel like he was playing, but he wasn't playing.
Yeah, I think it was some seriousness.
He was really serious with what he said.
And I just didn't like the way he was talking to JT. Mm-hmm. I didn't like the way he was talking to Young Miami. And I understand why Southside came the way he did, because at the end of the day,
you gotta
protect. Yeah, yeah. But he disrespected both of them, calling them bitches.
Who?
Oh, Southside. He said,
that's what she probably like, though. But it's just like, man, how you gonna complain about somebody? But see, that's the thing.
You
that's
ain't got you no know. Respect for your girl. That's why should
know.
We?
But that's how you know. You don't have respect. How you gonna get mad at somebody else for doing that, but you're doing the same thing?
Nothing. Hey, man, you worry about your bitch, and I worry about my bitch. Like, you ain't got no respect for her, bro. What the hell we should... Come on, man. I mean, I just... I understand Southside point what he was trying to convey. Mm-hmm. I understand the message, but you delivered it wrong, bro. Mm-hmm. You delivered it wrong. And I know he had a lot of built up frustration and anger because his dad coming out and said he wanted to be a rapper and saying he was dogging him out.
On his daddy dogging
Southside dad.
Daddy was dogging
him out online. Mm-hmm. And Southside came out and made a statement. Mm-hmm. And he was, you could just hear it in his voice how hurt he was by his dad doing that. You could just tell, like, over the years of trauma and neglect, he could just tell, like, he was fucked up off of it. And at the end of the day, he still said, y'all go stream my dad music, you know, because he wants this. So y'all go stream. And why I feel like all that built up animosity towards his dad just came out on Uzi. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like he was so
high. It's always like that, though. You gonna always come at, because you can't,
you can't say
to a certain extent, you can't really do nothing to your family members like you do to somebody that you really don't have no relationship, that you really don't really care about.
Yep.
So it's like,
So, I mean, I just feel like
JT, just calm down, sis. Don't let this internet stuff get you all worked up, because she already said, forget everybody. Y'all leave me alone. Like, she really, like.
Yeah, she said she'll go missing.
So we're gonna wrap this thing up.
What?
Forget everybody, leave me alone. I'm missing.
Yeah.
She'll miss.
Nah.
All right, so we're gonna wrap this thing up.
Like,
okay.
We said, my name is DJ ATL. Follow me out on YouTube, SoundCloud, Snapchat, Pinterest, Google Podcasts. Just Google me. Google my name, DJ ATL, okay? That's all.
Period. And it's your girl Taylor. Y'all make sure y'all follow me on Instagram at taylor.m.goosby. Also follow my hair page, Tay K Styles, T-A-Y-K Styles on Instagram. And oh yeah, y'all know we do this every week. Y'all better make sure y'all follow us on Instagram.
Yeah.
Twitter. Oh, we got Twitter?
Yeah, we got Twitter now.
Twitter, Facebook, Anchor, Breaker,
YouTube.
what else we got? Every platform. Just search the Real Atlanta Podcast, and I promise you, everything is gonna come up. Follow us, Real Atlanta Podcast. Period. Yeah. Y'all make sure y'all like and subscribe and comment on our videos. We have about 20 videos already up. Mm-hmm. We have videos up from last year, really around this time last year, kind of like around this time, maybe like June, July. But y'all make sure y'all comment and subscribe and like to those videos. We really, really appreciate it. Y'all make sure y'all tell y'all mama, sister, your daddy, your brother, grandma,
brother, cousin. Auntie.
Second cousin, third cousin, fourth cousin, because everybody got third, fourth cousins nowadays.
The cousin you sleeping with and y'all cousins, y'all done had a baby.
In the
y'all
country.
Go ahead and tell
that's
them.
Some in the country stuff.
Yeah. Jerry Springer's, tell all your gay friends, transgender, straight friends, all the.
This
your
is
side
for everybody.
Piece, your side chicks, everybody. The side man, the ones you're in a relationship with, you got two girlfriends, tell both of them.
Sister wives. Everybody.
Tell them all.
Period. And we out.
Brother husband.
Whoa. That's a new one.
No, sir. We out, yeah. Nice.